like, honestly. I came out with my ex, like Selena, the
flex. What is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Non-Refungible Podcast. I am Nate Digital. Today we got Crypto Crier and Yaba Deluxe. No FUD tonight, but good luck at the Pickleball Championships or something like that. But yeah, shout out to FUD for actually touching grass as we sit here in front of our
computers. Did he make that?
Did he make what? The championship?
Yeah, the championship.
That's what he said.
You think I'm
really? Damn, we got a champion on our hand.
It's not like actual, it's like your local.
Yeah, I was like, is that confirmed, bro? Is that confirmed?
Did we check the chain on that? Is FUD an actual pickleball?
No, he
got to get him versus Grow.
The championship is tonight, Yaba. So good luck.
We should check. We should tokenize that for FUD, man. We should make him a nice little.
Does everything need to be tokenized?
Champion 2023 NFT. Nobody could ever take that away from
us. We can't sell it.
Yeah, in your soulbound wallet, you have your social security card and then your pickleball.
Yeah. Pickleball champ. Whatever the seals sent, like a fucking key that you can't get rid of.
Exactly.
By the way, man, what's up with the seals, Crier?
Seals are being seals.
So, you know, Red Sox guy said he had some questions.
Uh-oh. I have no idea.
This wasn't even on the docket.
I'm sure there was some FUD or, you know, the usual shit.
Was this?
Well, before we get into that,
brought that up, yeah, but was this in reference to Alan Carroll changing his profile picture?
Yeah. Bro, I did not even know Alan Carroll changed his profile picture.
What is he, little pudgy?
You know, I haven't been getting a lot of his content lately. I haven't been getting a lot of his content lately. I don't know what's going on.
You're so deep in CT, you don't really even see Web3 tweets anymore.
Yeah. I'm so
past rocking the
NFT
elemental
Twitter right now. Of course, man. I mean, I feel like that's my stamp, my Web3 stamp right there. You know, but I mean, as far as like being in it, I'm of it, not in it.
What are they at?
Huh? Oh, Crier, don't ask
tell
that
me,
question.
Tell me.
What a Pudgy's at? What a Doodles at?
Doing great. You know,
Shout out to Doodles quietly flipping Clonex on the Crocs announcement.
Oh, shit.
Quietly 1.64 ETH for a Doodle.
Back from the dead.
Now I want those Crocs.
I want those Crocs.
Max,
those Crocs are going
to
be dope
on the Crocs.
Well, also they have the little things on the Crocs, right? Like the little.
They're called gibbets.
Like
bro, sick. Get.
What
called
the
gibbets.
Fuck ever, gibbet?
You're.
I was being made fun of wearing Crocs back in like early 2000s.
Yeah, now you're getting made fun of not knowing what a gibbet is,
not knowing what they fucking are or whatever. My grandpa was like mega into Crocs. Like he owned Croc stock and shit.
We
like
all
that.
Know Crier's grandpa swagged out.
Yeah.
The drip god.
Dude, for serious.
Yeah. I mean, this is where Crier gets
that is
from,
true.
Man.
That is true.
Flip flop sandals with socks. And Crier, like Crier was a trendsetter before we even knew about Crocs being in. I remember when Crocs were a thing.
I used to get
was
so
like
much
15
shit.
Years
that,
ago now.
Everyone's like, what the fuck? You got Swiss cheese on your feet, bro? I'm like, I don't know. They're comfortable, bro. Leave me alone.
They are super comfortable. I have a pair. My Crocs are whack though, so I need to get some Doodle Crocs. Any word on how much they're gonna cost?
I didn't see anything.
How the transaction is gonna? Is this a blockchain thing? Are we gonna be able to get some?
You know,
digital
I bought those gutter shoes. You got? I tell you that. Is that?
Wait, you actually bought them?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Did you get them yet?
Those are going
to
be like the mellow.
Yikes, man. So you about,
what,
you,
what were
you
those
told
shoes,
me.
The Big Baller brand? Like people ordered them for $600, brand. Never got them.
Yeah,
And then when they did get them, they were like two different size shoes, didn't even fit.
It was funny because I remember that my buddy said that they were at the time that people were calling in complaining and the guys, the customer service would write back, well, if you're complaining, you must not be a big baller. So...
Crier,
I'm not complaining about that joke. Fell yeah, that, flat, by the way. No sound. Hold on. Nothing from.
Say that joke again.
Nothing from Nate.
Man, I wasn't even. I wasn't even quick on the soundboard. Crier, you planning on like rocking these shoes? Are you just gonna collect them, display them?
I don't know yet. To be honest, I do really like tie dye shit, so I'm probably will.
Okay.
Some bright ass shoes.
You start hooping.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you know,
that's what I'm ready to see.
Crier with a crazy crossover. I don't know why.
Oh wait. We did see a picture of Crier in the Discord playing basketball, trying to teach his son.
He got the acorn is not falling off the tree because he was also not very good at basketball. Not his cup.
Well, you were teaching him the granny shot, man. What are you talking about? Teach him how to shoot regular. It might be good.
All right.
Sign him up for my camp. Anyways,
down so bad, needs camp.
Only one ETH. One ETH and guaranteed to be a star in basketball. It's a return on investment.
Real quick, though, speaking of the doodles, these things can't be free to holders, right? Like, they're going to make us spend more money, and with that is going to come more FUD, right?
Of course.
I mean, that's going to come with FUD. Yeah. I mean, the price has slowly creeped up on doodles, but...
We are past free...
They should give us free fucking crops. We are crops.
Past
I mean,
free
fuck.
Shit for...
I mean, I don't think they are going to. They haven't done anything. I mean, all their merch has been expensive. I definitely think that they're going the route... I mean, we've already covered this. It's like... Nike and CloneX and Doodles, you don't own any benefit on the backside. That's why Azuki is still holding out, because people think it's going to be like a decentralized one and they're going to actually provide to the holders or whatever. But I don't think that's going to be the case. But I mean, most of them aren't going this route. So they're all going to, this is, you're part of a club. If you like being part of the club, if it's worth 1.6 ETH to you, then.
Is that how much
it is?
That's
what it's worth
to
you.
Oh, you mean for a doodle?
Crocs better.
No,
not
no. I'm saying like the value of the token. Like you get to go to these events. You get to go to the. You know, I mean, I've came to the conclusion that it's just, you know, we're not going to see these returns on. You know, you're not going to get dividends.
Actually, Crier, take that back, because you minted, so you have seen your returns, but that's not why we buy these NFTs, right? So.
No. I meant like you're not getting like a. People are always expecting to get like a monetary reward system.
Right.
No, I was just going to say I disagree in some respects, just because I do think we'll get all right, so we're not going to get, and I believe I've said this before in multiple mediums, but I feel like we're going to get returns. It's just not coming soon. We're going to get returns. It's just not going to be in the
form of friendship,
airdrop,
baby.
That's going to be worth 4 ETH as media. Yeah, well, you're going to get that club benefit. Who knows if that's going to pan out or whatnot. We'll shout out to Frank. We'll see if he can make that work. He seems to be doing some interesting stuff at D-Gods. But I do think what you are going to get is the ability to collect physical stuff, a.k.a. Doodle Crocs. Before anybody else, or if there's a limited run, you get guaranteed that. And with that, you can... Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say before anybody else.
What are you saying, Nate?
Before anybody else or on top of everybody else? Because if I'm a holder with a doodle, do I want to have...
Yeah,
before... I mean? Like, is this an exclusivity thing? Is this like, you know, just getting it ahead of people? You know, where does that value for the holder?
I mean, look at their last drop. Like, they did the Pharrell one. They had... You got... 500 people got Sambas. Right, I'm sure they'll do a similar thing where you got like a special color or something like that, just like how they did with the Pharrell drop. I mean, that's probably going to be the case here. Hopefully, they get to choose your size foot this time, because the last you did not get to choose.
Yeah, that was nuts. Some bullshit, man. To be completely honest, but that's my thing though. You would get either something that's a little bit more unique or a little bit more limited run. Versus what the general population would get, or the holders would just only have access to that, whatever that physical merch is. As they build a brand, then the stuff that you're holding that's only exclusive to holders gets to be more valuable. And in that sense, you are being returned something of value. I think that's the only way that I see that NFTs can start to deliver a return is if they start to start to build that brand equity globally. You know, and I think Doodles has a really good chance.
Yeah, I think we building the brand is that first step, right? Like, I don't even want to talk about returns, but just building the brand is that big step. Mm-hmm. But specifically for the Crocs, because there's so many shoe fans.
I need returns, man.
You know, what is the right way? Like, do they make two colorways? Like, the mass-produced, you know, open to the public shoe, and then the holders-only shoe? Mm-hmm. You know, like, how do you make everyone happy? Like, I kind of want the person that doesn't know about Doodles but loves the Croc to buy the Doodles Croc. You know what I mean? Like, I also want the exclusive one, but, you
know. Yeah. So someone was comparing him to a recent one that the Doodles had. The Crocs already had, like, a NFT artist collab with them. And it was, like, a psychedelic shoe. And it just got really good. Like, a lot of people bought it because it was exclusive. And it looked awesome. So I really expect something similar to that. I mean, you know, if anything that's good with Doodles is Burnt Toast artwork is awesome. I mean, I think most of the stuff, people really like that stuff. Yeah. So especially on the whatever the hell you call them, gibbets side, I think there's going to be some funny looking ones I think they'll be, yeah.
And the color palette is just insane for Doodles. So, I mean, I think it's just going to look cool all the way around. So I would love to collect. And I'm going to kind of feel, if I'm being honest, a little bit on the outside since I don't have a Doodle anymore. Wearing them.
But you're going to rock the Crocs and not have a Doodle? And you'd be like, yo, man, what are those shoes? And be like, well, it's a Doodle. I don't have a Doodle. I had a Doodle.
Hey, that's that's peer pressure right there. That
you're going to have to explain it to every single person.
Yeah, I gotta explain it. You know what I mean? I got to explain it, you know, so I might as well, it's probably just better for me to just buy a Doodle.
Honestly, that will be
buy
easier.
A floor Doodle, yes. And help push the floor up. Who knows? But, you know, I'm always looking to get back in. Praise be these shit coins. Let them pump. Let the shit coins pumpeth so I can buy
another Doodle. You know what? We'll get into the shit coins right in a minute. But since we're talking about Doodles and the brand recognition, all that shit, are we excited for the camp collaboration in Chicago, which most of NRN will be there? August 19th.
Bringing the kids.
Oh shit.
I'm pumped. The kids are coming.
Tell
I think
the boy
it's
to
cool.
leave the drone at home, okay?
That's what?
A couple days. It's coming up next week.
Yeah, boy. He got a little, he got one for his birthday and he crashed it a bunch.
Oh, I seen it. I was peeping it.
Yeah, I'm super excited about camps, man. I can't wait to see exactly what their whole vision is, just like in real life, fully on display. I just don't see how this could be a bad move at all. I only think it's going to be great. I'm so glad it's right here in Chicago. As I've stated so many times to so many people, Chicago is overlooked when it comes to the NFT market and how many people in here. How many people that live here, how many people that enjoy crypto, how easy and accessible it is. But nah, y'all want to take the conferences to New York, which is expensive as shit. You want to take the conferences to Miami, another expensive as shit. When we have the perfect
Tell them, Yaba.
Perfect locations, the most affordable, attractive city in the Midwest. And we don't have an NFT conference.
I'm excited for that. I mean, I've been to Chicago since I was in like eighth grade. I mean, I felt like our Airbnb was like crazy cheap. We got like definitely cheaper than New York and Miami that we're going.
Can you promise me you'll try a Chicago dog? Or are you going to have a Chicago dog?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
He ain't talking to me because I eat them all the time. I live here.
It's like just mustard, right? I like mustard. Still.
No, it's not just mustard.
No, it's way more than mustard.
Onion,
way more than mustard.
Sesame,
celery, salt,
tomato. We're good. Green relish.
You need the Vienna.
I'll do all that.
And you got a little peppercini on there. Yeah, man. It's a great time. No ketchup. You can't put ketchup on it because that's like burning the hot dog.
If you're under 12, you're allowed to put
burn
ketchup.
When you put ketchup on it, you send the hot dog.
The kids, you're allowed. You get a pass.
That's still a violation, Nate.
If you're not from Chicago, I'll allow it. But yeah, I'm actually super hyped. I don't have kids, but I'm gonna act like a big old kid in that store. So is it just a huge toy store, like interactive toy store? I don't even know much about camp.
Yeah, I mean, so camp historically is just like they partner with stuff to bring experiences like Disney. They had like Paw Patrol, stuff like that, where it's definitely kids focused, and the kids have like, you know, you pay for it. It's like an hour. It's like a little mini type of exploratory, get to climb on stuff, do crafts, have a fun time. It's not very expensive per kid. It's like $20 or $30 per kid. So, you know, they only have like 4 or 5 locations, but I mean, the whole kind of idea is that they're just going to keep expanding. And if Doodles does well, then they'll expand and be in the other stores. Right. So there's 4 stores, or maybe they're making a 5th one, I believe. But yeah, so right now they have like Encanto, from Disney as like one of the main ones. So I do think that'll be really interesting. And again, so we talked with Mackenzie. He was talking about how who is in charge of Doodles in real life events. Just talking about how it's going to be shown, right? This is going to be the first time that we're going to see the backstory and the lore of Doodles, what to expect, you know, the mushroom forests and the crafting, the make your own doodle type thing. We're going to have videos from Golden Wolf. So I do think that's, I think it's going to be pretty awesome. And it expands your IP into multiple categories, right? It's not just targeting you clowns, you degens. They're targeting kids. They have animation for kids. They also are opening up to having like a nightclub type-ish vibe at night in the camp stores, which is something that they don't typically do at all. So it also showcases both sides too. And that opens up in like September. So
that's cool. There's a bar right beside there, not too far from there, called Utopian Tailgate. The kids will love it. And I believe Happy Camper's there too. So so if you get tired of the Doodles camp, but you still want to do more camping, you can always just walk down the street. And I mean, it's a really good area. It's a really fun area called Old Town. So so much stuff to do in Chicago. And I'm so glad that Doodles has finally brought it here. Can I transition real quick, Nate?
Please. Since you're typing. That's Crier. I don't type.
So have you guys?
Yeah, go on mute, Crier. We're gonna hit all that typing.
I hear keyboards all the way around. Can we edit this out? Boy. Anyways, so but Crier, what you need to be typing is more content for Twitter, because I don't know if you've seen this, but there have been massive Twitter payouts right now. You like that transition?
You know it, baby.
I don't know if you've seen it, but there have been massive
influenza
or a thought leader.
Dude, I don't know what's going on, but I just know that Franklin is unfortunately.
He got $300. He posted his 5,600 times and he got $314.
5,600 times. I would probably do that, man. Where I'm at right now with my bags, like, can I just post my elemental that much and
you
just
could try.
Get $300?
I don't think you're going to do it.
Yeah, okay.
Get a script? Can
yeah,
I Python script
this? I'm sure it'll work
this?
Great. But, you know, on this topic, quality of posting is gone
post makes
so much more downhill because of this shit.
It's
terrible.
It's fucking,
you know,
awful.
Like, I mean, bless Franklin's heart, but like, dude, it's bad,
awful.
Man. It's...
Is it a race to the bottom? Because I feel like it's supposed to be completely the opposite. It's supposed to reward.
It does
quality
record.
Content.
That's the problem, is everyone's trying to figure out how to get the best reward versus, you know, eyeballs.
Yeah.
If you're
well,
I just get 15 million views impressions and I'll get this much money.
Yeah, and I'm
but
not
if,
even
know, we're looking at the quality posts, you get a lot more money. Like, look at Frank. He got like $12,500.
But I'm not against engagement farming, but some of this shit is so low.
Oh, we know you're not against engagement farming, Nate. You're not above it. Don't even
okay,
put
your... Okay, and I
wasn't getting paid for it, bro.
Yeah, but also, my shit was an artwork.
Free.
You know, like, I try to be different. You got people copy and pasting the same fucking tweets every day.
Yeah. I'm not like those other guys.
I mean, there's low effort.
I don't do this normally. I'm not
like
there's
a lot of low effort stuff out there, and it's getting rough out there.
I definitely agree with you. There's been like a lot of shit. No, I definitely agree.
I pick on Nate, but Nate, I do appreciate your good morning text and the work and effort that
you
put into them. So
give me that impression,
especially with the AI update. You've been killing it. Yeah, yeah. But
Wait.
You know, we saw people like, so in the sphere of NFT communities, we saw some rewards. Frank got like 12.4. That Wizard of Soho guy got like 2,800. He doesn't have a lot of followers, but he has like content that people either get super pissed about. Yeah. Or, but like, so Thread guy, look at him. Like, his content is crazy flashy.
He got 1,500.
He has way more followers than Soho has, way more, you know, like he's been lower quality. That's causing him to, you know, lose his money versus someone else who's having posts that have like people having conversations back and forth. Right. Some of the CT, like big CT guys are getting, you know, 15,000-20,000 because they're having people arguing about tokens and about things and having conversations underneath the actual original post. And that's where like a lot of the, you know, actual engagement portion of it. Right.
I feel like this is the new clout chase. Oh, 100%. Well, because you see everybody posting these screenshots of their payouts.
One time, big time, for sure.
And it's funny because there was a guy that's in our Discord. I won't name him, but you know, apparently started producing a ton of tweets and dropping them into Discord. And now, you know, I was like, they're great tweets. I love them. I mean, they're good quality content. But it's really interesting as to why he chose to do it now. And then I look at these screenshots, these payouts, and then I'm like, okay, it makes sense. It makes 100% sense.
Well, yeah, for sure. Getting and Kellen out here. And I was like, let's go, baby.
I wasn't gonna call him out. But shout out to Kellen for upping his content.
I hit like on every
game.
One of those tweets.
I wish him the best of luck when it comes to getting paid. Yeah. And I want a percentage because I've been liking it.
0.1%.
So cut us in, Kellen.
Yeah. Yeah, I want 0.1%.
Of zero.
If I'm boosting it up, you dropping it in the internet, in Discord, people boosting it. We want a cut.
Shout out to
bro.
Kellen. His stuff is not low effort. He actually puts time and effort into his posts. So shout out to Kellen.
Yes.
You know,
it was very high effort. But that's not what's going to make
an old man here. But when I first got on Twitter, you know, 10 years ago, it's a place where we went to crack jokes. You know, I just go there to shoot the shit with my friends and crack jokes. And now we're engagement farming the screenshots of how much we got paid off our engagement. Like, it is, dude, it's a fucking cesspool. I just want to go back to joking and shooting the shit. I mean, dude, it's bad.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
It's rough out there, boys.
Kellen, we love you, man. I mean,
I always use Twitter as learning for learning stuff. So, I mean,
What does your timeline look like now, Cryer?
Yeah.
Are you learning from your timeline?
It's abysmal. Yeah, it's
awful. It's terrible.
Definitely not.
And you're out here posting shit coins.
I see a lot of Pauly tweets. That's pretty much all I see is Pauly tweets. But I follow Pauly, so
yeah. But you are in a whole different part of the internet. I don't even know what part you're in. But
yeah, we.
My algo is fucked. People's aunties and uncles. I was like, I don't know where I'm going. Yeah, I got it all. I got fights. I got crypto Twitter. I got NFT Twitter.
It's because that's what you spend the most time on. It knows you now. So you see the fights, you're like, oh, shit.
Yaba's latest algorithm is redneck boxing.
I might comment under one of them accidentally, and I'm like, shit, this is going to fuck up my timeline. But, you know,
actually,
it is what it is. It's a plethora. It's a
funny
hodgepodge.
You say that on Instagram. I will like or not like something because I don't want to fuck with my algo. It's like, I might go back to a video and be like, you know what? That deserved a like. That needs to be popped into my algo.
Yeah. I'll do that too, man, because you're trying to curate your algo, what you see. I'm afraid to pause on
yesterday,
something for too long. You know, I'll click on those ads.
Even just time spent viewing an ad gets logged. So if you just don't even click it, if you're just on that page for a certain amount of time, but like, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So I try to scroll past them, but they've gotten good to where I stop on pretty
know
much
me.
Every ad. I'm like, damn, ooh. And I'll tell you, Cryer, you might know this too, but the thing that gets me the most with these damn Twitter or Instagram ads or even YouTube, I mean, they've got me across all platforms now.
Dick
are
and
these
large
zombie
pills.
Games to where you're shooting these zombies.
What?
Huh?
Zombies. Yeah,
you know,
man,
what I'm
zombies.
Talking about? Were you shooting the zombies? Are you shooting this barrel coming to you and you're in the number of shots, it ticks down and you get a
or
nice
the naked
new
Marge
weapon,
Simpson.
And they're always missing. Exactly. They're always missing it, and it was like, oh man, that's so easy. I want to play this game, and I've gone to download it. I don't know how many times, and I'm just like, I'm not gonna download it because it's all gonna be ads. But
I know exactly what you're talking about now. But
yeah, trash. Exactly. Is it I'm trash sure. game?
All of this shit is melting our brains. It's gotta be right. Melting our brains, and then we hop over to Twitter.
Yeah, that's the key. That's the key takeaway from all of this. Is last 10 minutes segments. Yeah, is,
all that to say.
Don't get on Twitter. It ruins your brain.
Okay, I will say this. I will say this because there was a reason I did talk about Frank and the Twitter payouts is because D-God season 3 yep. is coming up. And we can just spend a quick
we take some bets on that. Because, how it does?
Yeah, I'll say we can spend 2 minutes on this because there's not really much out there about it other than the fact that it's happening, right? So and Nate's froze. But but anyways, I mean, it's coming out. It's going to launch. Well, is it August 9th, I believe?
That's you know, tomorrow. You know about that
car? I think it's August 9th.
Let me just look. Just
confirm. Yeah. So it's tomorrow. No, I know. I'm confirming. I'm looking at it right now. Breaking news. We don't want to hear you typing on your keyboard there. Breaking news. Crier.
You the one that Crier's just added the studio
right now with a hot tip.
Segments in without the information you want to add. Oh, maybe it's about August 9th. I don't know about that one.
I have the information, Crier. I'm just looking for you for confirmation, yeah. Okay? It's just like trading anytime. But anyways, so that's going to be cool. That's going to be interesting. I like where Frank is going with his whole concept, apparently. And I wish Nate was unfrozen, but our friend...
I can hear you. Can you hear frozen. Me?
Because I want him in on this. Because he's pretty much taking the place of apes.
Don't I mean, I definitely think so. I mean, so we talked with
as
Frank
club,
in East Denver, yeah. Yeah. And he specifically said that. He said that they were the ultimate collector, ultimate club, and what happened was they pivoted to gaming, and he said he was going to take up that mantle. Like, that's his only goal is to be the ultimate club. So, I mean, he definitely knows what he's doing, right? He has this... a personality mm-hmm. that gels well with this entire community. He has a bunch of people that yeah. like, you know, what he says, what he does, how he operates. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I definitely think that he's definitely taken up that realm, you know, the helm of that thing. Cause you know, definitely Yuga's going towards the gaming route, not focusing on the side of, the what's happening with the collection on the side of like, meetups and stuff like that. I think it's a little bit more focused on the other side with the other side mint and all that stuff coming up. So, you know, by personally, we have season 3 coming out. This will be the mm-hmm. third season. The first season was each time there's an art refresh. So, yeah.
Wait, he's doing an art refresh? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yep. I didn't know that.
So, okay. I mean, that's what all the seasons have been, right? So keep going forward. They've had each change, there was like you could make them godlike and they weren't so like grimy and dead, and they had like you were able to change them into like actual gods before they died or whatever. This one, I'm not sure exactly on the side of what's going to happen, but it looks like they're going to be using dust to pay for the refresh, which is what they did for the previous times. But the token has held up really well, so we'll see how much that costs.
Do we need to be squatters?
Buy some tokens.
Is this a time for us to be squatters? I mean, you know how we like to do. I mean, Ape says they're about to launch a game. We'll go and buy some Ape if dust are.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's double-edged sword here. Like, we bought some Ape right before Ape came out. I luckily was able to sell pretty much break even because that shit went down quick as
shit.
Yeah,
because of that shitty game they released.
Yeah.
We won't say anything about that.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was very much so the side, you know, it could be double-edged sword. Like, what's the refresh? Is that bullish to people or is that negative to people? I think it's only the light of how people kind of see it, right? Like, is this going to be a Zuki type event where they're at 9 ETH right now, 10 ETH?
Yeah.
Probably hit 11. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think with because I've seen, I was reading this thread today his timeline today, because you know he had that payout and I was like, well, if he's making 12k, I need to see exactly what he's saying. And one of the things he mentioned is like, you know, dust, is that he had a lot of things planned for dust and that, you know, you were going to be able to buy a lot of things with dust, and he's really got that at the forefront of his mind at his own and the D-God strategy. So I think it might be a little bit different. Maybe he might play this a little bit different than Ape, and we might see it actually have some type of value. it was fair launched, apparently. No insiders, no VCs. So it could be a very, very interesting play to think about maybe taking a look or doing a little bit of research on Dust, maybe even picking some up. So, and it was another interesting thing that he said too, because you mentioned this as well, with his personality. He was like, you know, he said he doesn't mind playing a frat boy guy on Twitter, because that's something that, you know, people
respond to,
can compartmentalize. It's easy. But he says, hold on, just hold on, because there's a new Frank coming. There's a new Frank coming, and he's there, and he means business. So I'm interested to see, man. I wish I had a D God almost.
Almost.
I again think that Apes made a really big mistake in just leaving that open for a guy like Frank to fill that void. Because I believe that's the main thing that us NFT people were after at the beginning of all of this. And if he can nail that, then I think he has a chance to overtake some
time. I mean, that's a thing that's coming out right now. Look at who was the I can't remember who the counterparty was, but K Money and some one other person have a bet going for the Apes versus D Gods, which one priced higher by the end of the year. So
it could happen, man.
K Money's on the side of D Gods.
Yeah. Because I believe, you know, when you go the gaming route, which might be the only way, quote unquote, that some people feel that NFTs can be successful. If you go that route, you kind of detach yourself from the community. And I think,
what are your thoughts, Nate, on this? As you're the resident ape, what do you feel detached from the community?
Is Nate back?
I'm back, and I'd argue that point. Okay, on that point, I'd argue that the apes are not a gaming community. The other side, you know, they did branch off. Yes, all the apes got assets, but when you're talking about gaming, it's other side. Apes is still the exclusive membership club.
I know it's sort of like that. You know, I know what you're saying, but it doesn't really feel like that. And Cryer, you correct me if I'm wrong. How do you feel about the apes now?
I mean, from an outsider standpoint, like, I don't have an ape, but I do have both. I have all the other, like, gaming assets. So I am excited about what they're building on that side. If I had the capital to just throw at an ape, I still think I would pick something like a punk over an ape personally.
Oh, 100%. No question.
But, like, I do think that you could say the opposite too, right? Like, the game has brought the people in together more to actually spend time with people and talk on the internet, right? I mean, that's kind of what his whole point was, why it was Garga, I believe, was the one who was always sick in this house. So we had this only realm and friends were people online. So he's trying to recapture that, or whichever one, I can't remember which one that was that did that, but I think Gordon, right?
Yeah.
That was the idea, right? He was trying to recapture that idea of online
community. Yeah.
Through gaming, though. Like, he always said, like, I mean, that's literally, like, on the page. I remember reading the website. It's like, we're a bunch of people who got big on crypto, and now we just sit around and play video games and hang out. And we're all, you know, I mean, that's literally what it said on the actual, I remember reading it back in the day. So.
Well, we know what hanging out online consistently for 2 years in your house will do. It forces you out to touch grass the next five. So until the cycle. So we need the people the projects that are good at both bringing people together online as well as in real life. And I think,
for sure.
I think right now, D guys is going to be the answer. We'll see.
Boy, we'll see. So,
Nate, what else we got, brother?
Man, you guys are talking about touching grass and all these communities, but you're not even deep into these communities right now because you guys are trading your asses off. So not only are you guys trading, I mean, Cryer's always trading, but everyone's on this some type of trading bot in our Discord. Like, what the fuck is going on? Somebody fill me in.
Nate, you missing out.
So that's kind of the new phase, I think, of all this, like, shitcoin, meme coin mania has turned into almost like making products that are the picks and shovels of the meme coin generation of this cycle, right? The meta. So we've now seen stuff like Unibot, Maestro, None Trading, Sybil's making bots. There, I mean, probably like 50 bots essentially that have come out in the past month, 2 months. And I actually personally think they're going to do really well for the longer term, because I was thinking about this the other day. When you have to get somebody new into the space, I would say most males probably have a Discord account. If they haven't used it anymore, they probably use it at some point if they played games. Discord is pretty common for gaming type stuff. I'm going to say, yo, man, you have Discord? Yes. Cool. Jump in my Discord. Let's set you up a wallet. Here you go. Type initialize. It makes you a wallet. You don't even know what's going on. And then you can be like, hey, man, follow me on this trade. They can click a button that says buy. Their wallet does it for them. They don't have to set gas. They don't have to mess around with anything. It comes with standard already recommended settings. The aspect of connecting to websites is not going to happen right away because you have to teach them that side of it.
So is it like a custodial wallet?
I do think
wallet?
That this will be a bigger... It's, in a sense, it would be custodial. It's still custodial to you. It's kind of like the account abstraction idea with your email. Like, yeah. I think that also is going to do really well for these types of wallets, right? The bot side of it is more for like the people who are in and out quick and trading and stuff like that. Like if you want people something into trading, but I still think it might even be just a good way to get person looking at it. Cause it's literally like talking to like a chat bot almost like,
well, because you're giving them the technical side of things. Can I break it down to the layman's dumb degen side of things? Basically, Cryer put me on the day. Now, I've always been into shitcoin in some respects. I've never been that great at it because I don't know when to sell. But there is a new shitcoin, because shitcoin's always been the meta, man. I mean, I don't know. Cryer, you've been in this thing more consistently than me for longer. I know we both got in around the same time, but you've stuck at it. And I don't know if shitcoin ever went out of.
Definitely like waves of it for sure. Yeah, I mean, there's always like, you know, NFTs was just like a wave of shitcoining, realistically.
Well, yeah, on steroids because it just, you know.
Yeah, because the supplies are so tiny.
And it was a little bit more relatable to people, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Versus
able to create that community aspect. Yeah. That wasn't something that shitcoin's ever had. It's always just like, shitcoin's like straight PvP. Like,
it's PvP, baby. If you don't get out before the other guys get out, then too bad, so sad, you've lost.
And y'all was like, we're going to the goddamn moon, baby.
Yeah, don't sell. Hold. So normally, you know, you've got these bots right now and they're on Telegram, right? And people have upped their game. Everybody has a sniping bot to snipe them because everybody knows it's the quicker you get in, the better chance you get in to get at a better price so you can sell higher later and don't want the people coming in. Yeah, we're talking about milliseconds, right? But which is cool about this bot that we just got, which is called None. It's the None bot. They give you a Discord. You can set it up. They have a channel, and in that channel, like right now, is me, Cryer, Bone Boy, and you know, a couple other people in NR, Sobe and Truth, I believe. And I was in there, man. It was like a real cool community type aspect. We were all going in, looking at this one coin, you know, just pasting a contract address and clicking buy, and it was bought like that. And I think that's ahead. Yeah.
It's just that it brings that social aspect of trading that is not really like a thing, like I would say that
not,
much so.
Not for shitcoin, no.
Yeah, well, just like in general, like I still feel like you don't, like, even if we were, you know, buying something like for an NFT, you still don't have like a experience with somebody else really. Like it's all happening in the same spot. We all see what everyone's getting and went buying, and we get to see what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I think that aspect of it is something that look at like TradingView, right? Like TradingView has where people can post like my setup and you can rate them. And, you know, there's like a whole social aspect to TradingView where people can go in and rate and do the stuff. I can see that type of stuff panning out for these types of things where now your entire like leaderboard in your trade group you know, is, you can see it directly from a bot, and you just type slash analytics for a person's name and see all the stuff that they've done or whatever. I just think that aspect of it makes it like a social. I mean, I just think it really ups the wallet. I really think like these types of things will be, even just for like, say I wanted to buy someone to buy like a top 10 altcoin, right? Like, you know, say like a link or, you know, whatever, just something that's like pretty mainstream. They're not going to have to like sell it in 10 seconds to be okay. You know, it's like a longer play. You can literally be like, okay, $100 Just literally, here's the contract. Buy this one because gay. They're not buying random link on like a website. You know what I mean? Like, you can just help people buy things so much easier this way. Well, like if someone was, go for it.
No, I was gonna say, here's the thing though. Here's the most important thing out of all that. We don't have Cryer posting a link after he's bought a ton of whatever project for him to dump on us. We see immediately. We see immediately how much he's bought and when he's bought, and we buy it at the same time. And then that way we have to go and show some other people to buy it to.
I can't sell it on top of y'all.
Exactly. So you know, Red Sox guys, shout out to you. You need to join us so you can hurry up and get in and not get dumped on by Cryer. But you know, that's a cool. That's another cool thing too, because I'm in some other shitcoin groups passively. I don't pay attention. I wish I did because they make a lot of money. But it's really interesting because they'll be, you know, going a million miles a minute, and then they'll be dropping contracts that they've already bought. And then as soon as I go to buy in, and, you know, the damn thing has already done its made its move, and then it's on the way down. So, I mean, if shitcoin groups start to organize like this, I'll tell you, man, the people, the newbies that are coming in on the next cycle, they got a lot that they need to catch up on, because all of these people right now, that means me, you, Cryer, Nate, you're not doing anything, Nate, but everybody that's still active right now, getting all these tools, getting training on these tools, they're going to be hell, man. These new people are going to get wrecked
or
because we are already going to have all the tools, all the know-how, all the groups.
It sounds like it's going to be easier for these people
if you're new. I mean, I think it's a little bit of an advantage of people still using.
Yeah,
they have like the same advantage, like just how you're saying, like I can't post an alpha 5 minutes after I bought because I'm telling people, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like it's they can just click buy in the chat if they're in it with us, right?
Yeah, I think but you don't know where to go when you're first coming in. All you just hear.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm
not.
Saying? It took me a while to figure out. It took me two cycles to figure out exactly what the networks were, the inner workings. And I'm still not at the lowest level, but I feel like I'm in a real deep level. So. You know, it's going to take whoever's coming in next. You know, if you're just buying a coin and just buying a coin and expecting it to go up for eternity, then you might be sadly mistaken, man. That was my thing, is that, yeah, you got the tools to give you an edge or to equalize the playing field, which is great, but you have to be able to first find that tool. So, I think that's the main thing too, that I'm talking about.
I love it. Well, shit, maybe I need to hop in this Discord. Maybe I need to keep an eye on Cryer and Yava's wallets.
It's fun, man. I mean, lose money with us together.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have enough fun on my own, Yava, but, the more the merrier, I guess. But yeah, I love it. So yeah, if you want,
want
to check that out, hop in our Discord. Cryer's in there, Yaba's in there. Everyone's always trading. But boys, we do need to get out of here. I'm sorry. We could just carry this over to Discord, water cooler chat. Yeah, thanks for listening. We do need to get out of here. For me, Cryer, Yaba, and myself, Nate Digital. Catch you guys next time. See ya.
Like, honestly.
Peace.
Later.